Gemini has cut 30% of its staff this year, and the Winklevoss brothers blame AI Gemini's workforce has shrunk to approximately 445 employees after cumulative cuts reached 30% since the start of 2026, according to Bloomberg. The Winklevoss brothers frame the reductions as an AI-driven efficiency gain, claiming their engineers are now 10 times more productive with AI tools. But the numbers underneath that framing tell a different story: a $585 million annual loss, exits from three major markets, and a pivot to prediction markets that has already drawn investor lawsuits. From 25% to 30% in 6 weeks, the initial round hit in early February, when Gemini announced it was cutting roughly 25% of its staff, about 200 people globally. The COO, CFO, and CLO all departed in that same wave. Cameron and Tyler Winklevoss published a blog post attributing the cuts to AI productivity gains. A smaller organization leveraging the right tools isn't just more efficient, it's actually faster. 6 weeks later, the cumulative toll has reached 30%. Bloomberg's March 19th reporting confirms the headcount now sits at around 445. Whether the additional cuts came from a second discrete round or continued attrition is unclear, but the direction is not. Gemini is getting smaller, fast. For context, Coinbase employs roughly 4,151 people and processes trading volume more than 40 times Gemini's. Gemini holds less than 1% of global exchange market share. The AI makes us leaner narrative is doing a lot of heavy lifting for a company that lost $585 million last year. Retreating from three continents, the layoffs coincided with Gemini's decision to exit the United Kingdom, the European Union, and Australia entirely. The exchange cited difficulties competing in foreign markets as the reason. For users in those regions, this means no more access to Gemini's exchange services or its crypto credit card products. The Gemini credit card, a MasterCard World Elite that earns up to 4% crypto rewards, remains available in the United States only. With the geographic pullback, Gemini is now a single market company betting its future on the U.S. regulatory environment. The timing is notable. European markets are consolidating under MiCA licensing, and several exchanges, including Kraken and Bitpanda, have invested heavily in EEA compliance. Gemini chose retreat instead. $585 million in losses, $60 million in revenue. Gemini's financials explain why the cuts are happening. The exchange reported an annual loss of approximately $585 million, with Q4 2025 revenue of about $60 million, a 40% year-over-year increase. But Q4's net loss still widened to $140.8 million. Revenue growing 40% while losses deepen means costs are outpacing income growth. The layoffs and market exits are a direct response. Cut burn rate now, hope the U.S. market alone can carry the company to profitability. The prediction market pivot. Perhaps the most consequential part of this restructuring is what Gemini is building next. The company is shifting resources toward a prediction market platform, a space currently dominated by Polymarket after its breakout during the 2024 U.S. election cycle. This pivot has not gone unnoticed. Some investors have filed lawsuits, alleging Gemini did not adequately disclose its plan to move into prediction markets. The legal claims center on whether the strategic shift was material information that should have been communicated earlier. Prediction markets sit in a regulatory gray zone in the U.S. The CFTC has approved certain event contracts, but broader prediction market legality remains unsettled. Gemini is betting on a business model that does not yet have full regulatory clarity, while simultaneously abandoning regulated markets in the UK and EU, where it already had a foothold. What AI efficiency actually means at crypto exchanges? The Winklevoss brothers are not the only crypto executives invoking AI to justify headcount reductions. Crypto.com made similar moves in March 2026, and Coinbase has been integrating AI tools into its customer support and compliance workflows for over a year. The pattern is consistent. Exchanges are using AI for customer support automation, compliance screening, code generation, and content production. The 10 times more productive claim is hard to verify, but the operational logic is straightforward. Exchanges that survived the 2022 bear market by cutting staff are now using AI as the justification for not rehiring as volumes recover. For users of products like crypto cards issued by these exchanges, leaner teams can mean slower customer support response times, fewer product updates, and less investment in card program development. Gemini's credit card already carries one of the narrower geographic footprints among crypto card issuers, limited to the U.S., with no near-term expansion plans evident.